This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Judge Dale Reinholdson has sentenced 34-year-old Eureka man William Edward Woods III to 7 years and 8 months in state prison after he was convicted for operating a hash lab, numerous environmental violations from an illegal marijuana grow, as well as for three separate DUI cases from 2015 and 2016 that will add a year and 5 months to his sentence. Williams operated a hash lab on Middlefield Lane in Eureka that exploded in January, and that left one man with serious injuries. A follow-up investigation located hundreds of pounds of marijuana and hash along with five hash-making apparatus. In August, Williams was arrested at an illegal grow site in the Burr Valley, where the Drug Task Force found numerous violations of Fish and Wildlife Code, along with illegal water diversion and water pollution. The hash lab explosion in January was one of the first incidents that involved new tactics by the Humboldt Bay Fire Department, which no longer puts firefighters inside a suspected hash lab site, but battles the fire from outside due to the dangers posed to personnel. The California Highway Patrol will conduct a maximum enforcement period over the New Year holiday weekend. The CHP will ramp up patrols on Friday night, and the MEP will run through midnight on Monday. Over the Christmas weekend, the increased patrols and enforcement resulted in 9 arrests of drivers suspected of DUI, and officers responded to 3 suspected DUI collisions, as well as 2 separate hit-and-run collisions in the county. There were no fatal collisions reported over the Christmas weekend. Last year, during the holiday enforcement period, local law enforcement and the CHP arrested 14 drivers on suspicion of DUI and responded to dozens of traffic collisions, including 1 fatal. It was last Wednesday that a violent altercation between 2 roommates in Fields Landing left one man with a stab wound to the torso and his alleged attacker on the run. The sheriff's office announced yesterday that 23-year-old Lee Conaboy, who was wanted in connection with that incident, turned himself in to sheriff's personnel at the county jail. Conaboy was booked for attempted murder. The Humboldt County Bomb Disposal Unit was dispatched to Mendocino County last week to assist the Mendocino Sheriff's Office with a suspicious package. The incident happened when a Willits resident called 911 to report the suspicious package had been found in the driveway of his house on Bear Canyon Road. Mendocino deputies contacted the reporting party, who said he was concerned the package could be dangerous, and that led to deputies sending pictures of the package to the Humboldt County Bomb Disposal Unit. Local bomb unit personnel were dispatched to the scene in Willits to investigate, and it was determined that the package was an explosive or destructive device, and they neutralized the item, which was later secured. The investigation into how the device ended up in the driveway continues. No injuries were reported. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.